Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lonzo had a spectacular thought during the break, and we are going to come back to it because I teased the audio blitz. And if there is one thing Rob Brown refuses to do in radio, it's to make a tease and not pay it off the next segment.
Yeah, you are known for following up your teases for sure.
Yeah, 100% of the time. So I'm going to get to the audio blitz here, but Lonzo did bring up about the LeBron discussion a very interesting point. I said in that last segment that I think a lot of the dislike for LeBron comes from two places. I think one is LeBron's off-court activities, the fact that he's very vocal in a lot of atmospheres that people don't like their athletes to enter, or at least not when they're on the opposite side of whatever that viewpoint is. I think the other part of it, is a lot of people just don't like to see their legend be replaced. But Lonzo kind of had a thought to the opposite side of that, and I want to get back to that coming up here a little bit later. We'll maybe do that in the next segment, but I do want to do the audio blitz, some of the best audio that we have picked up over the past 24 hours. Let's get to it. Speaking of the ring culture conversation, Magic Johnson was on ESPN with the loudmouth himself and Molly Querim. Stephen A. Smith asked Magic Johnson, who I think we would say Magic Johnson, despite playing a little bit earlier chronologically, I would say Magic Johnson remains an NBA legend. And I think in his time and after it, Magic Johnson is a guy that we would all say was one of the greatest of all times. I know a lot of old hats have Magic absolutely in the discussion of being the GOAT of the basketball world. But I think the one thing everybody would agree on was that both in his time and after it, Magic Johnson was a superstar. So Stephen A. Smith asked Magic Johnson, how do you define superstar? So Magic kind of gave, in my opinion, he kind of gave three different things that a superstar has to do. But the order he put them in is kind of interesting to me. He said, number one, it's somebody who sells out road games. Somebody who goes on the road, and teams that maybe don't sell out, they sell out when this guy's in town. Qualification number two for Magic Johnson was they've got to be somebody that blows you away. They've got to be somebody who, got to be somebody who brings you to championships. If you want to be a superstar, you've got to bring your team to championships. And then qualification number three for Magic Johnson to define an NBA superstar is they've got to make everybody around them better. So if we're going to go with those three things, then I think that there are some discussions that need to be had about some of the guys that are in the discussion to be it. And this does kind of go along the lines of what the great one said during the break. He said, do you think any part of the conversation around LeBron and the conversation of ring culture and all that is inspired by the fact that over the last few generations, it's kind of felt like we've always had the next guy up. When Jordan was in his Wizards days and was very clearly at the end of the line for his career, Kobe Bryant was up and coming. We know that's the guy who is the face of the league next. That's the discussion we had a few weeks ago. I think it's the same discussion, just kind of titled differently. And then when Kobe Bryant was stepping away, we knew LeBron was the chosen one. ESPN was playing 2 to 3 high school basketball games on TV a week. And you can say, or you could say, at the time, I remember the discussion when LeBron was playing his high school ball and they were putting high school basketball games on TV. I remember taking calls because, yeah, I am that. Actually, no, I don't. I wasn't there yet. I was just behind radio. So I was in the sportosphere because, I'll tell you where I was. I was covering sports for my college newspaper when LeBron got started. And I was writing editorials and I was doing spots on the college radio station, et cetera. So I was just getting the toes dipped in. And I do remember that a big discussion point was, you guys are doing too much about this high school kid. You guys are doing too much. He's a high school kid. Yeah, he's a great high school player, but you know, we'll never know if he's going to be a legend until he becomes a legend. Well, he did. And they were right, the people who promoted LeBron. So Lonzo said, is any of this triggered by the fact that right now it doesn't really feel like there's that next guy up? Now, I would argue,
by the way, not even next guy or guys, because there have been times, like you talked about Magic, Bird was there too. It was Magic and Bird era.
Sure.
So that it can be multiple guys. There's a sadness to it right now, and I think people are looking at, and there's almost a panic, like, we need that next guy or guys. And you look around the league and you don't see them. But maybe you do, and they're not from this country, and maybe that's a problem.
So I think you are onto something there. Because the reaction that I had to that was, you're not necessarily wrong. In fact, I'd say you're right. But you're right for a reason that kind of upsets me a little bit as a basketball fan. I think the reason you're right is because, and I do think that this does kind of fit into what LeBron James had to say. I think a big part of the reason that you are right is because we have been conditioned to view superstars, and I don't think Magic went this far, but I think he was headed down the path. We are kind of trained to view superstars as guys who create these moments of electricity. Right? Like they're razzle dazzle, they're flashy. And on top of that, they are guys who are in the media. They are guys who are, I don't want to say they are in our face, but they are outspoken, they have big personalities, and because of that, they kind of end up in our face no matter where we are. And we have talked about specifically two of the young players in the NBA that I think would be in the conversation. Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is not in our face for anything outside of basketball. He's not doing a bunch of social media stuff. He's not going live on Instagram live from his pool. He's not out there in the club late at night getting himself on the front page of People magazine. He's not showing up like a lot of other active players are on, you know, podcast and on corporate outlet morning shows and all that. Anthony Edwards doesn't really have any interest that we can tell in any of those aspects, and so a lot of people dismiss him despite the amount of talent. Giannis Antetokounmpo. We have some great clips from Giannis Antetokounmpo, but where are they all from? They're all from post-game press conference. They're all from moments where he is obligated to be in front of a mic. The only media that I have seen lately of Giannis Antetokounmpo, aside from basketball games and post-game press conferences, is He's in a Huggies commercial with his daughter, right? Like, that's it. You don't really hear anything from him outside of that. Nikola Jokic is the best basketball player on planet Earth right now. But a lot of people say he's boring because he's not super flashy on the court, right? Like, he does impressive things, but he's not super flashy on the court. And when he's not on the court, he just wants to go home and play with his horses. And he's boring to a lot of people. That is kind of the best illustration to me of the frustration that I have with all of these discussions. Who's the next LeBron? Guys, the best player on planet Earth right now is Nikola Jokic. And again, part of the reason Nikola kind of lost a little bit of the aura this year, if you will, is because that team blew up what made them a championship team a couple of years ago. They got rid of a lot of the depth. They got rid of the guys that could step in and play well around Nikola Jokic. They basically said, the Denver Nuggets, they basically said, we have the best player on planet Earth. We got a pretty good player in Jamal Murray. We got a couple of guys that can shoot around them. That's good enough. They didn't build the team to Nikola Jokic. They just built an okay team and then got dragged by. Nikola Jokic took them to 7 against the eventual NBA champions this year, right? Like, that's still a really good team. But because he's not flashy, because he's not putting up, you know, big highlight reel moments and dunks, and he's not chirping at guys, and he's not trash talking, and he's not on Instagram Live, and he's not in the media, and he's not doing podcasts and all of this. I have heard Nikola Jokic, by people who know and love basketball, I have heard Nikola Jokic described as boring. And the unfortunate part is, I think this is kind of what, to some degree, not exactly, but to some degree, kind of what LeBron was hyping on. We as basketball fans in America, college and pro, we as basketball fans in America, maybe more than any other sport, honestly, we control the narratives around basketball. We do. You want big?
You say we. But how much of the media machine decides, because you talk about Anthony Edwards, they want him to be the next guy. I mean, when the big talk about who is the face of the, they want him to be that guy.
Right, but
his play has to be elevated more than what it is now in order for him to be that guy.
See, here's the problem I have. His play is spectacular. He is a phenomenal basketball player. That's not why I think that.
But he's not the best in the league.
I don't disagree, but he is one, in my opinion, he's one of the best three in the league. Nikola Jokic is the best in the league. Giannis Antetokounmpo is the second best in the league right now today, and I would argue Anthony Edwards is the third best player in the National Basketball Association. If you asked me to start a team today, I'd take Ant-Man Edwards over SGA. That's how good I think he is. The problem is, because he doesn't throw the red meat out there for them, I think the frustration for the why isn't Anthony Edwards the face of the league conversation is because the folks that are sitting down to do these talking head morning shows that we watch, he doesn't give them anything, right? They don't want, this is my big problem with sports media boiled down into its most concentrated form. My biggest problem with so much of sports media today is that they don't talk about sports. They emphasize the E, not the S in ESPN. They're about the entertainment. There is no reason for me, no reason for me, that every single ESPN game, they spend 15 minutes on the broadcast showing the fits, showing the suits or the outfits that the players are wearing into the stadium. But every time I turn on a basketball game, I got at least a few minutes of, here come the fits. What are the boys wearing today? That's the entertainment side of it. Basketball fans, real basketball fans, should not give a damn about that. Take that 15 minutes, show me the warm-ups. Take that 15 minutes, give me some extra interviews and analysis. Take that 15 minutes and show the starting lineups being introduced. Take that 15 minutes and do basketball stuff, not entertainment stuff. The reality is the outlets lean more on the E than the S. And so when you get a player who is more about the S than the E, they don't give the red meat to Stephen A. Smith to react to. So what do they have to do? They go to somebody who does. This is why I have said for many, 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 many weeks now as we have watched the run-up of the Thunder and the Pacers to the finals. This is why, more than anything else from this NBA season, the most disappointing thing is the injury to Tyrese Halliburton that's going to take him out next year. Why? Because if you want the way we view the league to change, you need to celebrate the teams and the quiet players, not the individual players and the loudest ones. I don't need you celebrating LeBron. I love LeBron. I'm a Bron guy, but I don't need you celebrating him. I need you celebrating Tyrese. Why was Tyrese labeled the most overrated player in the NBA? Why were the Indiana Pacers considered dogs in every series in the postseason, despite the fact that they went on to be NBA finalists and make it to Game 7 against the champs? And I'm not going to say the only reason. Again, cannot say that they would have beat the Thunder with Tyrese Halliburton. Can say they would not have beat the Thunder without him. Why were they considered dogs? And why, as Lonzo has pointed out so many times over the past couple of weeks, was every single major talking head going against the Indiana Pacers in every playoff series? The answer is, because they're a team. Because Tyrese Halliburton, their marquee player, their superstar, their all-star, their guy, is a guy who is perfectly happy to end a basketball game with 14 points and 15 assists. Whereas a lot of guys want to go score 42. Tyrese is like, look, I'll get 14 and I'll put up another 30 in assist that are generated because I play this way and it opens up the floor for them. And the Pacers went and found guys like Pascal Siakam who fit Tyrese Halliburton to a T. So if he ends a game with 14 and 14, that's 14 points, but it's minimum 28 more points generated by assist. Why do we not celebrate that? Because a lot of people don't see flash in that. In fact, go back to the finals. Tyrese Halliburton had some incredible moments of offensive ingenuity that resulted in an assist. What's the one assist that got replay in that series? The no-look pass to Siakam who threw a dunk down on Jalen Williams' head. That's the only one that got repeatedly referenced the rest of that series. Why? Because it was flashy. Because it was razzle-dazzle. Because it was violent. And that is what we focus on. That is kind of what LeBron was talking about there. We focus on the flash and the razzle-dazzle. And which teams are the teams that are winning right now? The teams that don't focus on that. The Denver Nuggets don't focus on flash because of Nikola Jokic. The Oklahoma City Thunder did not focus on flash. They could go score a bucket and 40 a game, but they didn't focus on doing it with flash. The Indiana Pacers did not focus on flash. Hell, the Boston Celtics and New York Knicks don't focus on flash. They play good team ball. If we don't celebrate that, we're going to keep having dumb discussions like this. All right, I do have a few more clips to play. We'll run it back when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we will get back to the conversation we were having in the last segment because some of y'all had some phenomenal comments on the live stream and on the Hub City Spartanburger text line, which is 844-326-3663. I completely blanked on the phone number there for a second.
I looked away. I thought maybe you hurt yourself.
No, I got the 844, and then I'm like, what the hell's our phone number? 844-326-3663. That's the number to text the show. I hope that you will. That is also the number to get on the air if you have any thoughts, commentary, response, whatever. And I do want you to know, because I am reminded every now and then that I may not always make you all feel welcomed on the radio show. You are. The show's better when you're on it. I believe that firmly. The show is better with more voices on it. That number is for you to call in and jump on the air. So even if you disagree with me, I want you on the air. I think as anybody who's called the show knows, I disagree with people a lot. I just want to have it's sports. It's not that serious. All right. So call in. Let's have the conversation, especially if you have anything on this LeBron James ring culture superstar discussion that has become a big focus of the sports talkosphere over the past couple of weeks as we wrapped up the NBA season and head into the NBA offseason. Speaking of the NBA offseason, we did have a couple of moves yesterday, and the NBA draft is tonight. We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little while from now. But I do have a few more sound bites that I want to play for you here as we continue the audio blitz. Let's get to this one. I played it earlier in the show, but I do think it is it's interesting. Steve Spurrier was on Pat Dooley's podcast. Pat Dooley, a reporter down in South Florida who covers the Florida Gators, has been doing it for like three decades now. He has Steve Spurrier on Mondays to talk football. They were talking SEC ball, and it resulted in this conversation. From everything that I have read, Arch Manning is a stellar kid, like just genuinely a good kid. For a kid that comes from the pedigree he comes from, that has the name recognition that he has holding the Manning last name, and on top of that, for being a kid who is an immense talent, will it translate as a full-time QB1 with as much pressure as he has on him this year? I don't know yet, but he does have a world of talent. Steve Spurrier asked a question that I have asked a few times. And in fact, I was on a SEC football podcast a couple of weeks ago from a couple of dudes down in Louisiana. And they were talking, we were talking about LSU ball. And I was talking about how, you know, I think this is the make or break year for Brian Kelly. If Brian Kelly doesn't get that team into the playoffs this season, I think LSU will have to pull a Texas A&M Jimbo Fisher, recognize he's not the dude, and pay out mucho dinero to get out from under that if they want to get back into the title picture. Because the longer you're out of it, especially in today's football, the harder it is to get into it. So they asked me, if LSU can't win the SEC this year, who will it be because of? And my answer was, Georgia's still Georgia, and then we'll find out if Texas is Texas. But there are a few teams at the top of the list right now that I have questions about one particular position. There are some teams I'm very sold on. I do think Cade Klubnik is going to look like an entirely different quarterback this year. I do believe Lenora Sellers is going to be sitting in New York City at the end of the year and the Downtown Athletic Club as a part of the Heisman Trophy celebration. There are other teams that are being positioned towards the top of the leaderboard who I do have questions about their quarterback. Julian Sain at Ohio State. I got a lot of belief that the kid could be the kid. I don't think Nick Saban brings him to Alabama where he was before he transferred after Saban retired if he didn't believe Julian Sain was capable of being QB1 for one of the highest pressure college football jobs in America. But at the same time, there are reports out right now that Julian Sain through the spring did not outright win the job yet.
I've told you for a while.
Yeah.
I'm uncertain.
So there's question marks about that. There are question marks about slightly less, but about Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, for instance. Is he going to be the guy? There are question marks for a lot of top-notch teams that aren't answered. There's question marks about the kid at Georgia that's taken over for Carson Beck. Gunnar Stockton, can he be that guy? There are questions to me about Arch Manning. Even though he is the Heisman Trophy odds-on favorite right now, even though Texas is being selected by most media to win the Southeastern Conference, largely because of Arch Manning, my question is, and I asked this last year during the season, and I asked it on that pod, I've asked it on the show, I've asked it on Bet for the Cycle, I've asked it on BetMGM Tonight, I've asked it a lot of different places. If Arch Manning is this much of a dynamic playmaking machine that in his very first year as permanent QB1, why did he not get more PT last year? Why was the majority of his playing time when Quinn Ewers was banged up or when Texas was in like goal-to-go running situations to be a threat? Why? Why did he not replace a guy who didn't get drafted until the seventh round of the NFL draft if he was that talented? Did they just expect that, like, this offseason, he needed one full offseason as full-time QB1? Or did he not step up and answer the bell and prove last year? Or is he just not a great practice guy? He just never was better than Quinn. I don't know the answer to that. But I do think it's a fair question from Spurrier. And I do think the sheer number of people who are banging the drum on Steve Spurrier as if he committed some sort of act of blasphemy here is kind of ridiculous. All right, let's get a couple of fun clips in here. Kendrick Perkins works for ESPN. Let me say this about K-Perk. I am not a big K-Perk fan talking about basketball. I think he's okay. I think a lot of his takes are very surface level. I think a lot of them are regurgitated, parroted rhetoric. I actually really do want to hang out with Kendrick Perkins, though. I do think personality-wise, he's a dude I could go sit at a bar, have a couple of beers, watch some basketball, and really enjoy myself. K-Perk is a regular guest on the Road Tripping podcast. Sorry, Road Tripping. With an apostrophe on the end. Road Trippin' Pod. I don't know a lot about this podcast, but the gist that I've gotten about it is that they talk to and interview people in the sports world while they're on the road, which is kind of an interesting thing. Whatever. K-Perk was telling the story about what happened to him between game 6 and 7 of the NBA Finals. K-Perk said, I didn't get my flight booked up to OKC, so I had to drive 6 hours to get there. I actually think this was during the series earlier in the playoffs. I don't think it was a championship. But he said, I couldn't get to OKC on a plane, so I had to drive, got a car, 6 hours, pointed it north, got through a couple of big cities, 111 miles of country. The host of the Road Trippin' Pod said, did you hit the Buc-ee's? And he said, you know it, you bleeping know it, I did. Got myself a cream Dr. Pepper and a Snickers bar and then skated on up there. I busted up K-Perk for some of his basketball takes because I think a lot of them, for a dude in the position he's in getting paid the money he's getting paid, I think a lot of them aren't great takes. But I would hang with K-Perk, and now I know I can confirm that because K-Perk, like the goats, is a Bucky's guy.
Okay, so he's a one of us guy for you. I'm calling him out on this. Big Perk, yeah, you're staying away from the brisket. No, you're not. All right, we see that you're a large man, and I can say that as a large man myself. And so your stomach's messed up if you eat that, but it's okay to drink a cream Dr. Pepper and a Snickers in the middle of the night. I just ain't buying it. I'm not buying it. My dude spent an hour there. He spent an hour there. He got the jerky to eat on his way. He got some of that banana pudding. You know, he spent some time in those immaculate restrooms.
And they are immaculate and restrooms. Then he moved
on. That's the most positive thing I can say about Bucky's best bathrooms in the world, probably. And their salaries are outrageous, and I don't believe it.
So I'm going to respond to a couple of things there. Number one, I will acknowledge that I am a Bucky's guy. When I leave here to drive back to Pensacola, there's a Bucky's outside of Opelika, Alabama.
By the way, later on, I sent you some sad news about Bucky's in the area.
I saw that, okay. And I may very well talk about that because that is sad news. I'm a Bucky's guy. There is a Bucky's that is right about halfway between here and Pensacola. And ordinarily, the order of operations for Rob Brown is, I don't fill up the car before I leave. I fill up the car right before I get to Atlanta. I fill up the car right before I get to Atlanta because that puts me to the Auburn Bucky's sitting on about a quarter tank of gas. I stop at the Bucky's. I fill up. I head in. I utilize the immaculate restrooms. They absolutely are that. And then I grab myself something. I'm a brisket guy at the Bucky's, but I am also going to tell you this. I have to be real careful about grabbing a brisket at the Bucky's, because if there is going to be a delay in the second half of the trip, I also understand that if I get the brisket at the Bucky's, I'm lighting a fuse on a keg of dynamite that I don't know how long the fuse is, but I know what happens when it blows, and it ain't good.
Wow.
So if I know that when I get, say, down to Pensacola, Florida, if I'm going down there with the wife and we're going for like Blue Angels weekend, where there's a million people in Pensacola to see the flight demo team of the United States Navy's aviation side, if I know it's Blue Angels weekend, and I know that we're going to be hitting the interstate at the same time that 10 million other people are coming into town to see the Blues, and I know that that's going to add an hour and a half onto that journey, I'm not getting the brisket. I will 100% get myself my, you know, Diet Mountain Dew or my Monster or whatever I'm going to get. I'll get myself a little snacky snack, but I can't go with the brisket. However, if the wifey and I are driving down there and we don't leave until like 5 o'clock at night, we're going to drive into the, I'm a nighttime driver. We're going to drive into the night. We're not going to get to Pensacola until 2-3 in the morning. Then I'll grab the brisket because I know it's smooth sailing from Opelika, Alabama down to Pensacola, Florida. And I don't know how long the fuse is, but I know how, I know I got 3 hours. I know I got at least 3 hours for it to sit and stew before I'm going to have to sit and stew, if you get my drift. So I get where K-Perk is coming on that one. I get where he's coming from on that one. K-Perk, I am going to critique your basketball takes like I would anybody else.
You about to give him a Bucky salute, whatever that is?
But I'm 100% going to give you a Bucky salute. K-Perk, you ever in the GVL, you want to grab a brew? I'm your guy, because you sound like a dude I could get down with. Big Bucky's guys over here. When we come back, do have one more bite for you. Dan Orlovsky had some things to say about Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers last night on BetMGM Tonight. I had some things to say about Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. Let's talk some NFL football next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As it is officially hashtag peak off season, now is the point in time where we are going to start taking a peek ahead at the football season. And of course, the football momentum will only grow from here. Why, you might ask? Well, because here in just over 3 weeks from now, your boy is going to be live in Atlanta, Georgia for the SEC Media Days taking place at the College Football Hall of Fame in the ATL.
What's the exact date on that?
That would be July 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I'm going to tell you all in advance.
So 20 days from now, Rob is going to be live on the air at SEC Media Days.
Is it 20? I don't know how days work.
There are 6 days left in this month. You don't count today. Well, actually, it'd be less than 20. It'd be 19.
1, 2, 19 days. To the 14th.
That's what I said.
Okay, you said 20.
I said
20. Doesn't matter.
It depends on if you count the day or not.
We're gonna leave it as...
Which we're nearly done with this day. So,
slightly less than 3 weeks, the Rob Brown Show will be live for all 4 days from the College Football Hall of Fame for SEC Media Days. And once we hit that point, it pretty much is football season. And that will remain true for both the college and professional games. So we are now at prognostication season, early prognostication season.
Really quick, because around that time is when NFL teams start showing up for
that is too. Absolutely correct. So, yeah. The second, third week of July, I think, is the point where we can say it's peak off season, but it's like off season. Like we're getting there. We're going to start seeing teams in helmets and shoulder pads and whatnot.
This is when you're hoping, please don't no one get injured and all that kind of stuff, and finding out who's actually showing up to practice and all. It's,
bingo.
Can't wait.
It is also the point in time where we as analysts, where we as fans, will really get to start seeing our team take shape. We will really start to see what our team is going to look like, what we can expect out of them in the 2025 season. But it is sports talk radio, and that doesn't mean that we can't start the prognostication, projections, and predictions now. Dan Orlovsky was on ESPN the other day and had some nice things to say about the Carolina Panthers. So Dan Orlovsky is in on the Carolina Panthers this year.
Man, I want to believe you guys. I really, I want you guys to be right. Man, I want you guys to be right. it's been hard rooting for the Panthers his last 6 or 7 years. I want you guys to be right, but it's hard to not look at what it has been and think it's going to be what's going to be. And I just hope you're right.
Me too. Because then we'll make more money, and I'm a big fan of that. I'm in on this team. In fact, I was on BetMGM tonight, last night, every Tuesday at 8:20. I do a spot on that nationally syndicated show, which, of course, you can hear right here on The Fan Upstate and fine Odyssey stations everywhere. And Ryan Horvat asked the question, Rob Brown, if I gave you $100 of Jamie Foxx's money to spend on the BetMGM website and make a bet on the future, whether it is a over-under win total or whether it is a divisional championship or whether it is a Super Bowl appearance or victory, what would be the bet that you would use Jamie Foxx's money to make? And my answer was, as I was live on their internet stream wearing my Charlotte FC shirt and cap, my answer was, I really wish I knew you were going to ask me this question because I would have dressed differently to avoid the accusations that I am going to inevitably receive of homering it up. But my answer is, if you gave me $100 of Jamie Foxx's money to log a bet any one future for an NFC team this year, my bet is Carolina on the over win total of, I believe it's at 5.5 with the juice to the under. So really what they're saying is they think they win 6, but they're giving you the option to pick 5 or fewer. And we walked through the schedule. I said, look, you better beat New Orleans twice. Although there's a shocking number of people on that network who are trying to convince me that the Saints are going to be bad, but not like world-class bad next year. I'll worry about that later. I said you should get 2 there. I think you can, at the worst, split with Tampa Bay this year. I think there is a backslide after losing offensive coordinators in back-to-back years in Dave Canales coming to Carolina and then Liam Cohen headed over to Jacksonville. Law of averages for them to backdoor their way in with a defensive-minded coach to not one but 2 consecutive successful OCs. I think at some point the law of averages is going to say they're going to get that wrong and they're going to backslide, but even if they don't, one of the better wide receiver crews in the NFL. A lot of injuries last year, and you don't have a bunch of injuries and then start not having injuries anymore. I think you split with Tampa Bay. I think you sweep New Orleans. I think you sweep with Atlanta. There's 4 right there. I need 3 wins through the rest of that schedule to get there. And then I look at, as Dan Orlovsky pointed out there, and am I playing this just to kind of validate the take I've been giving you for months now? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I am doing that for sure, definitely a little bit. But everything Orlovsky said right there is stuff that I have been saying to you for the past couple of, honestly, months at this point. Orlovsky jumped on board after Carolina drafted Teteroa McMillan out of Arizona. He said, look, you're giving the cat a big body wide receiver. Well, going into the NFL draft, we were putting together our wish list for the Carolina Panthers. Mine was edge rusher as my number one. I said, I want somebody on the outside to relieve the pressure on Derrick Brown. Derrick Brown, to me, I mean it, may very well be the best defensive tackle in the National Football League, but he's been A, banged up, and B, playing for a bad team for so long that he does not get mentioned in the conversation. Get that man an edge rusher that you can rush from like a 5 technique to ensure that they can't double team him every single down, and watch the rushing defense numbers just skyrocket for the Carolina Panthers in the good way. You know, they'll drop, but that means go up in the, you know what I mean? Watch that happen. But the second thing on the wish list for me was, I would like to walk out of draft weekend, whether it is with a draft pick or whether it is with a trade because you've spent time building up the draft capital. I would like to see you end with a genuine big outside wide receiver. Not necessarily an X, though that would be super nice. I want a guy on the outside that turns, and I believe the exact phrase that I used was, turns 50-50 balls into 70-30 balls. If Bryce just throws it up in the old he's down there somewhere style passing offense, you know that 70% of the time, that guy is either coming down with the rock or he's making sure nobody else does. I did not think Teteroa McMillan was going to be available at 8. And then we got, and I pointed this out on the show last night too, then we got that film from The Blueprint on YouTube, which I need to go catch up. But we got the draft night special on that. And you will remember in that draft night special, there was about a 2-minute long clip that featured Dave Canales, Dan Morgan, Brant Tillis, the VP of Football Operations, and to a lesser degree, and here's the important part, David Tepper. And in that clip, they pointed out the fact that before the draft, Dan Morgan had a conversation with the Arizona Cardinals, who very much wanted Teteroa McMillan. And the conversation they had was the package that the Cardinals were going to offer to Carolina if Teteroa McMillan was available at 8 to jump into that spot and grab him. And the fact that when that came up as reality, when it came Carolina on the clock, when Teteroa McMillan was still available, Dan Morgan and Brant Tillis called the Cardinals and they said, all right, do we have a deal? And the Cardinals backtracked on the deal. They did not want to offer what they told, based on the context of the conversations, what they told Dan Morgan initially that they were going to offer. And they decided, you know what? We're just going to take the kid. We need that guy. And in the clip, Morgan, Canales, and Tillis, when they reach that decision, they all look over at Dave Tepper, who is at the table, and he's sitting back in the chair, and he has the arms crossed, and he just kind of shrugs at him like, okay, make the call, right? Your call, make it. Go ahead, do the thing. I put all those things together, and that is why I told Ryan Horvat last night, the most confident bet that I have is Carolina over on the win total. I am confident, as I and I alone have been, in Bryce Young. I think the second half of that season, you heard how Orlovsky phrased it in that clip. Dan Orlovsky said in that clip, after all that happened last year, I am pleased, I'm paraphrasing, but close, I am pleased that Bryce Young bounced back and that what happened last year didn't, quote, break him, end quote. And let's keep it a buck. I think there are a lot of second year or rookie quarterbacks that getting the QB1 role, putting into that, being put into that position, playing on a team that, yeah, had a good running back and had an improved offensive line last year, but was running a 40-year-old Adam Thielen. He's not. He's over 30, though. Running an old Adam Thielen as your ex, having Xavier Leggett, who, of course, just so we're clear, we all love, but had a significant and self-acknowledged case of the dropsies last year, and your only outside speed dude was another rookie and unproven guy in Jalen Coker, to have that going on, to be the starter, to then get benched from being the starter, to having Andy Dalton come in and not blow you off the page, but definitely outplay you for a few weeks, and then to get thrown back into the fire. And let's be real, because it was because of Andy Dalton's injury from that car accident, what did Bryce Young have to say there, or what did he take away from that conversation? You're only going in because Dalton's hurt. That's the only reason you're getting this nod. To go in there and kick ass, and then go get him his wide receiver he needed, pay the running back, build the offensive lineup further. I believe in Bryce Young. I believe in Dave Canales. I believe in Dan Morgan, mainly because if I don't, I'm pretty sure he haunts my nightmares. Dave Tepper got out of the way, and that defense is healthy. The most confident bet's over the win total. I'm also betting them to win the NFC South this year. And that's not lip service. I'm doing it. You know what we're doing? all sitting back and listening to Lonzo Sports Flash.
This is not lip service either. Let's talk about the amazing Atlanta Braves, who are now 5-0 against the Mets after a 7-4 win last night, led by Spencer Strider, who threw five innings, striking out eight and allowing two hits and three runs. Braves batters had eight hits, including a pair from Matt Olson and three from Nick Allen. And Rob wants you to know that Atlanta is now 37-41 and 9.5 games behind Philly in the division. That's what he wants you to know that. Boston Celtics are sending center Kristaps Porzingis to the Atlanta Hawks in a three-team deal, which will see Terrence Mann and a number 22 pick sent to the Nets with a second-round pick in 2031. Porzingis has shot 41% from three and averaged 19 points per game with Boston over the last 2 years. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers told the Pat McAfee show yesterday that he expects this NFL season to be his last, telling McAfee that's why he signed a one-year deal. Hour number four of the Rob Brown Show is coming up next right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.